welcome. This is Winning at Life. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. Yes, live. Financial Talk Radio. Voice a little cranky. I don't know why. But yeah, I've been away for a few days. Had a minor surgery. Kept me off the air. But I'm back. I'm excited. Down market day, by the way. We'll talk about that. I am your host, Gregory Ricks. Glad you're on board with us. 504-260-0995. That's to join the conversation. You can reach us through the Winning at Life app also.
I'm your co-host, James Parker, 504-260-0995. Don't forget, you can watch us on Periscope and Facebook Live right now as well. I'm just sharing out those videos. But hey, we just want to get you caught up on what's going on with the calendar. We haven't talked, or Gregory's actually, since he's been out for a while, we need to get you all caught up. We're kind of hot and heavy, and things are happening really quick, especially starting up this month. And we have a slew of events that are coming down the pike. The next one is Tuesday, February 19th. So not this coming Tuesday, but next Tuesday. And this is a lunch and learn event. Do we have a fancy name for this? Or I like lunch and learn myself.
It is lunch and learn.
That's the official title?
That's what it's going to be. We're doing lunch and learns this year. There might be a third added into the rotation, but two for sure. And on the 19th, which is a Tuesday, day after President's Day.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, markets closed. We're closed on that Monday. But that Tuesday, we're doing a lunch and learn, and we're going to talk about taxes and how the new tax rules affect your money, could affect your income now. How's it going to affect your savings, investments, and retirement? That's going to kind of be the focus of that, kind of covering the new tax brackets and the standard deduction, you know, some of the things that's going to affect you that you might need to start thinking about. And I'm going to give you a bonus segment. So this is what, week from Tuesday?
Yes.
On the 19th, we're doing this. And this is a small setting. I think we only have 16 seats available. So, of course, it's going to fill up, but we want it to be, it's a small group thing, more personalized. Going to be kind of sandwich, chips, and drink or water. Eat lunch with us on me. Panera Bread is where we're getting that from. And we're going to talk about that. Then I'm going to give you a bonus section talking about some ideas on how to create tax-free income in retirement, or to create a stream of tax-free income in addition to those taxable ones that you have as well. So that's going to be at noon sharp. You're going to need to call RSVP. I can't have the whole town showing up when I only have 16 seats. So the office number is 504-832-9200, gregoryricks.com. info@gregoryricks.com is the way to RSVP for that event. And it's going to be an hour and we're done. So it starts at sharp at noon. So you'd probably need to show up there 10, 15 minutes before. And then at 1 o'clock, we're done. We're through. We're leaving. And oh, by the way, we have a lunch and learn room in the office building that I'm in at 2800 Veterans Memorial Boulevard. Our office is what, suite 170. We're basically going to be across the hall, but when you come. And when you call in the RSVP, they'll give you the details about that. But that's in Metairie on VAT, so it's easy to find.
All right. Now, we have a few of these already on the calendar, and they're not all going to be focused on taxes.
No, the 19th, that one is. And in the future, we're also going to have our member of the tax of the Total Wealth Authority, our tax expert, CPA Jude Heath, is going to be attending these in the future. He's just not going to be there for this one on the 19th, so I'll kind of handle it all myself. But then the following Monday, what's that, the 25th?
Yes, the 25th. That's a Monday.
That one's going to be on estate planning. So we're going to actually, Wes Blanchard, another member of our Total Wealth Authority, attorney at law, and that's just kind of his specialty area is estate planning. So he's going to go over some of the things you need to know to create a proper estate plan. There is what's going to cover that in. And then we're going to tie, and then, yeah, I'm going to have a small part at the end. And basically, it's going to be about tying in estate planning with investing. And that's what, you know, going to kind of tie it in a bow all together is why you need to think about the two together.
Okay, so Gregory Ricks Live is now doing Lunch and Learn. I feel like I know a lot about this, but I don't know a whole lot about this. Because I know what the tax event's going to cover. I know who needs to go to it. If you're a small business owner, or if you itemized your taxes, or I don't know, if you're self-employed and you're not itemizing, you have no idea what you're missing. People who are behind on their taxes, I imagine, if you haven't filed in a couple years or things are just getting too complicated. Is that, without knowing what the actual content of the event is that a good description of who would be
interested?
Yeah,
you're going to come away like on the 19th, the Lunch and Learn regarding, you know, the new tax rules, and the bonus section I'm going to cover about creating some tax-free income at retirement. This stuff you've probably, when I go over this and have meetings and mention the people, well, you know, your taxes are probably going to be a little less this year. You know, the bracket you're in was reduced by 3%. Your standard deduction's higher. It is, you know. So that's the things we're going to talk about, some of these things that you need to know and how it's going to affect you. And of course, I think everybody should have an interest in creating tax-free income. You know, you hear too much talk about it now. You hear on the political landscape, it just seems AOC and Bernie and so many others jump. Oh, we got to tax more. We got to tax more. We got to raise taxes. We start got to funding everything. Well, they're going to fund everything means we got to tax even more. So what that's telling you, if that's the landscape in the future, there's a window to start doing something about it. That's why we're having these discussions. And it's going to be casual, laid back, lunch and learn, kind of box lunch for you. And we're going to talk about some core stuff inside of an hour. Nobody's capturing you. You don't have to go to a meeting. You're not going to have to sit down with my people afterwards. You can get up and leave anytime you want, but join us and learn some stuff. And if you're wanting to continue the conversation, my team has set you up an appointment.
All right. The guy that's listening, though, if he's been paying attention to this radio station for a while, then he's heard promotions for some of your other events. This isn't the same thing, though, right? The wine, wisdom, and food.
Yeah, it's totally something different. This is focused on the tax code, the new tax rules, and how that can affect your income, your planning for retirement. How's it going to affect your income during retirement? So we're going to talk about some of the new tax rules, the changes that are affecting you, and then the bonus section about building some tax-free income.
Man, I just can't stress enough that, especially if you're self-employed or you have a side business, and you haven't had a professional team look at how it's structured and how you're planning for your taxes, you really have no idea the amount of money you're just throwing away or could be throwing away. Maybe you're just luckily doing everything right or you're covered by the standard deduction. But that's the first thing I think of. And that, the second thing I think
of. Well, you know how it impacted you in our business relationship on how we work together. And you created an entity, and you saw a very positive impact. And this isn't, I'm trying to remember the term. But you just know by proper structuring, it can have an impact on taxes. And that's something that Jude Heath handled for you, and Wes as well.
Well, I was guilty of both of those sins. I didn't have structure. And also, I was 2 years behind, going up on my third year behind, if I would have let that ride. And you don't want to do that. And I was going down the wrong path, and I got turned around real quick, and my family's definitely better off because of it. So February 19th, that's not this coming Tuesday, but next Tuesday. And I'm trying to think of a cool way to sell this, and I came up with the five Fs. Free food, phenomenal, financial fundamentals. And I know phenomenal starts like with a that. P, but give me a break here.
The three Fs.
Yeah, because wine, wisdom, and food just rolled together, and you made that
And there's
up.
Another F. The Which fiduciary.
One? Oh, whoa,
yeah,
whoa, whoa.
I'm a fiduciary, so.
Free food and phenomenal financial fundamentals from a fiduciary. So
that's
now
a lot of Fs.
That's seven Fs. Well, six and a half Fs. See, you already made it better. And we did it live on the radio.
Yeah, so. I'm looking forward to doing that. Once again, it's, 16 seats.
504-832-9200, gregoryricks.com. RSVP for the launch and learn. Tax scoff laws, or, hey, maybe just people who know you need to know more about taxes. 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com. Or, you know what, if you're if you know you've got some estate planning issues, I'm sure you'll go ahead and take a reservation for the estate planning event coming up.
Yeah, those February 25th. Those are the two dates on the calendar. We will calendar more of them.
Yeah, and as far as estate planning year. Goes, I know who needs it the most, and I can think of two people. Number one, those with special needs children, you absolutely have to do something a little extra for estate planning as well. But you know who else I'm thinking about for this one? Is if you have an estate that is either going to be hit or near, could be clipped with the estate tax. I know there's not a whole lot of those folks running around, but you don't have to just give up a big chunk because you made too much money and managed to not spend it like I would have if I'd made that much money. So it's the same contact info if you want to sign up for either. All right, Gregory, did you see the great new economic proposals that are coming out of D.C.? I know you kind of mentioned it in the tax talk there. But I really just have a big feeling that taxes are going to go up, and they're going to go up before the next election. I mean, is that possible because it's so politically unpopular? But when we talk about taxes are going up, how fast could this happen?
Well, tax law has to be created in the House, right? But the Senate has to approve it as well. The House can't just say, hey, we're raising taxes, and it's done. There's a president that has to do something.
And he would do it if we raise the corporate income tax to, say, 25% plus a wall.
No, you're not getting the corporate raised. You might see the personal. I don't think they touched the corporate. It's permanent already.
504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We're winning at life with Gregory Ricks.
Welcome back. How's Wall Street treating you? How's your 401k? How's your retirement? Where are you on the path? What are you going to do about Social Security? Phone number here to join the conversation in the show is 504-260-0995. Yeah, it's me, Gregory Ricks, your host, along with James Parker. We're here with you till the top of the hour. Yeah, live financial news talk radio show.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. How you doing? Let's talk a little bit about IRAs. We haven't done the basics on an IRA in a while. And you don't even need notes for this because this is what you do all day, every day. Let's talk about a traditional IRA, not getting anything fancy. Just who's eligible? Is this one of these things where you have to have earned income to contribute to an IRA? I know that's what it is for a Roth, but how's an IRA work?
Yeah, well, it works that way as well. Earned income is a huge part of that process. You have to have W-2 earnings. You have to have earnings. You have to have business profit, you know, where there's income directly to you. Not passive income, earned income, meaning work for the money. Like rental income is passive income.
That cannot go to an IRA.
That cannot go to an IRA.
Okay.
You have to have earned income. You know, retirement income, you've turned on your distributions from your 401k. Well, I want to put some of those in the IRA. No, that is now passive income.
Okay.
The distributions that you're taking. So you've got to have earned income to cover the amount of the contribution into the IRA or the Roth in that case. Now, your spouse may not have earned income, but if you're making enough money to cover your contribution and hers, if your earned income is large enough, you can contribute for her as well.
Okay, so she doesn't necessarily have to have earned income herself, but someone has, or her spouse at least has to have earned income.
Yes.
Okay. Who qualifies for this? Would I qualify for an IRA?
You would.
Okay. And there's some sort of income cutoff?
Let's see here. Look at some of the numbers here. Now, it varies, so I always kind of have to refer to a chart. But, you know, a single person who actively participates in an employer-sponsored retirement plan and who has an adjusted gross income below $74,000 for 2019, subject to phase-out rules starting at $64,000. Now, we're talking about deductible. Now, you can do a non-deductible meaning it's going to be put in after tax and grow tax deferred and taxable on the gains coming out, the untaxed portion. But we're talking here about a tax deductible, so you have some different rules depending on if you're participating in an employer-sponsored plan, and then you have a phase-out depending on your adjusted gross income. Now, for a married couple, when a joint return is filed, both are active participants in an employer-sponsored retirement plan, and a joint adjusted gross income below $123,000 for 219. They're subject to phase-out rules starting at $103,000, so meaning how much they can deduct starts being reduced.
Well, I still qualify here, myself and Ms. Parker. All right, so but that the non-deductible IRA doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much your adjusted gross income is or if you have an employer plan or any of that. You just have to have income that is at least the amount of your IRA contribution.
Repeat that.
So for the non-deductible IRA, they're not too worried about whether or not you're in an employer-sponsored retirement plan or whatever your adjusted gross income is. But you lose one of the biggest benefits. One of the big benefits is if it's deductible. That's pre-tax money going in. So I guess we'll just stick with that one for a while. The non-deductible IRA doesn't sound very fun.
Well, it happens because of income levels that it's not deductible, or you've got you're participating in a plan. And there's different scenarios to be looked at there. But you're still getting money put away, even though it's not deductible. So that's one reason we always ask when we're moving assets over, is there a cost basis? Is this pre-tax money or is there some after-tax dollars? Because it's one thing about if it's deductible or not, you need to keep up with the cost basis and keep some sort of proof like your tax return filings, 5498 and such, that relate to IRAs so that you know what that cost basis is, because you don't have to pay taxes on your cost basis. It's the gains above that.
Okay, and then we go to the rules for a Roth IRA. Who is eligible for that one? We just did this one not too long ago. You mentioned it on the show for...
Yeah, Roth IRA for 2019, a single person with an adjusted gross income below $137,000 is subject to phase out starting at $122,000.
Okay.
So that, you know, once again, the phase out is in regard to how much you can put in to that. For 2019, a married couple filing jointly with adjusted gross income below $203,000, the phase out starts at $193,000. So kind of... Once again, below $203,000 income, you can get some money into that Roth, but it's not going to be the full amount because the phase out, the full amount starts changing at above $193,000.
Now, we're referencing a great little column here from Bill Bischoff in MarketWatch, but he leaves off the backdoor option. I didn't see that anywhere. Was that somewhere? How we get that in, huh?
Well, when you are affected by the phase out or cannot contribute, and we had this case the other day where a gentleman came in and we were talking about the backdoor Roth, but his wife has a rollover IRA. So for the backdoor Roth means you don't have an IRA with assets in it. It can be an empty account because essentially if you're making more money than allowed to contribute to a Roth, you can do a contribution to a non-deductible IRA because there's no income limits. We're not deducting it. We're just putting money in it because there's no income limit on Roth conversions. So he can put that money into an account for her and she could do a Roth conversion and it fits under the rules. But if she had an IRA, let's say she had $50,000 in IRA, but couldn't do contributions to that. So they said, well, let me just put a non-deductible in and then move that money over. No, the IRS is not going to do that. They're going to say that's part of the 50 and you have to take that from the 50, which means some of that's going to be taxable. So it's a combination of what's not taxed plus the after tax. So it's probably going to be more of what's not taxed to get over. So the backdoor Roth does not work well if you have an existing IRA account.
I don't think you've ever gone into that detail with me before. If you have, yeah, what happens really, if you have the existing?
Yeah, for the backdoor Roth, you it does not work well if you have an existing IRA account. Oh, you can do it. It just does not work well. So we would not want to do it. If it does not work well, we probably don't want to do it.
Yeah, it kind of takes the fun out of
it. Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about how much money we can put into this thing. It doesn't sound like a whole lot to start out with, but it can snowball pretty quick. So your regular tax-deductible traditional IRA, what are our contribution limits these days?
Well, the maximum deductible contribution is the lesser of earned income or of $6,000 or $7,000. So the $6,000 means you're under age 50. So they raised the amounts, which is good for 2019. And you can do a $1,000 catch up, which gets you to where you could contribute $7,000 of your earned income into a tax deductible or non-deductible or a Roth as well. So I can kind of package all those together in that case because it's contributions. If you're under age 50, you can put up to $6,000. If you're 50 and over, you can put up to $7,000 in an IRA or a Roth.
And if you're married, that just doubles the fun, goes straight up.
Yeah, because each of you, even if it's a non-working spouse, long as there's enough earned income to cover that.
All right. And we talked about sort of the phase outs. Is there a general rule of thumb on how you explain that in like a sentence or two to someone? Because I know that gets complicated.
Yeah, and it's based on the amount of income. It just reduces how much deductible money you can put in or how much contribution can go to a Roth. So we just know if we're hitting that income limit, it's going to be affected.
Do the contribution limits change for the non-deductible traditional IRA or the Roth IRA? Is it the same?
It's $6,000 and $7,000.
Okay, so it doesn't...
Under 50 or 50 and over.
A little bit of simplicity there. It doesn't all have to be that complex now, does it?
No, it doesn't.
All right, and let's talk about now how taxes are going to work on these IRAs and penalties and stuff. What happens if you try and touch it before 59 and a half? You get both the tax and the penalty?
You're going to be taxed, and there's a 10% early withdrawal penalty as well, and you're going to be taxed as ordinary income. Becomes part of your adjusted gross income. So there's a penalty for taking it out early. So it really compounds the taxes in that case.
Okay. What about the taxes whenever you take it out after 59 and a half?
Well, there's no penalty. And that's one of the things. Once you reach age 59 and a half, you can take distributions. You're not required to, but you can. And you'll be taxed at ordinary income rates.
All right, so Gregory and I are just walking through some of the basics of IRAs and how they work. We'll continue with this, but if you have a financial situation not quite sure what to do, call Gregory, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. I better hide the wire. Welcome, how you doing? This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. This is The Money Show. If you have a financial situation and you are not quite sure what to do, you can call Gregory. We are live, ready to take your question. He is a Hall of Fame financial advisor and loves doing it. 504-260-0995. 504-260-0995. You can also give us a call or text via the Winning at Life app. You guys have been really good about downloading that lately. Thank you. If you're like, wait, I haven't downloaded it yet, then I'm not talking to you and you need to download it, and I'll thank you later. Okay. Download the Winning at Life app absolutely free in your app store. We told you about some of the events we have coming up. Just a quick recap here. Gregory Ricks Live, Lunch and Learn. These new events are starting up, and the next one is not this coming Tuesday, but next Tuesday, February 19th. And this is going to be a tax focus, this Lunch and Learn. It's going to be in the office complex where Gregory Ricks and Associates is. And that's in Metairie. So who needs to go? If you're itemizing your tax deductions, you probably already know that you might be missing some money or there's a lot of strategy going on there. If you're self-employed and you're not itemizing, you have no idea what you're missing. But some of you people who are just behind on your taxes and you're worried about getting caught up, or we get calls from a wife who says, I just found out my husband hadn't filed taxes. If you have a tax situation, that's what this is built for. Another thing I want to keep and the front burner here, some new stuff we have going on, is a couple of new locations for Gregory's offices. The next one's open. It is in Mandeville. All right, so that's a little more centrally located, and we just had so many clients from the North Shore or even further away saying, you ought to open an office a little closer. So you did.
Yes. Now it's by appointment. We don't have it staffed full time every day. So it's by appointment, but we have, I like it better than our headquarters in Metairie. It's some nice.
That's what Nick said.
Office space. I know everybody said that. We're all jealous of the North Shore office, but it's 4030 Lonesome Road, Suite A, Mandeville. What's the intersection? 190?
Yeah, Highway 190 and Lonesome Road. You know, Lonesome Road is just that shortcut between 59 and 190 where it comes out on 190. It's right there in the Blue Bonnet office complex, Blue Bonnet something or other.
Yep, so we're setting appointments Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday of each week at the North Shore office. So some of you that, have I've wanted to talk to Gregory, but, I just don't want to drive across one of those bridges to go see him, And you might not be in Mandeville or Covington or Slidell, but you might be a little further out. But now all you've got to do is just hop right over to Mandeville there to sit down and have a talk with us about where you are on the financial path. Where are you trying to get to? Yeah. Get that second opinion. Your money's important. Let's have a conversation. And we have a Gulfport Biloxi office opening, but we're targeting that as early April, I believe. Maybe we can surprise you and get it going a little bit before then, but it's taking a little bit longer to get done, that one over there. So that one's coming, but don't wait. You can still come see us in Metairie, and headquarters is still there.
Yeah, I imagine for most people who actually live in Mandeville, it's not that far to go to Metairie, but I'm thinking about people that live in Macomb or you live over in Denham Springs or Livingston Parish. This could be the difference in you getting your financial world together. We're a little closer there. All right. We can't be next door to you, but we're a little closer.
Yeah. Well, that goes up towards Hammond.
Sure.
Strawberry Country.
Ponchatoula.
Yeah. Ponchatoula makes that accessible as well. And, if you're following the highway up to, Covington, mine's going blank, but that highway, if you just keep following that, I think that takes
that's
you
also up to, 190.
It takes you up towards Columbia, Mississippi, if you just keep following it up that way, I believe. But so, north of Covington, but this makes just a short hop for everybody to come and have access to what they do, what they hear on the radio. Now they'll get to hear it in person.
Hey, can we go back to this rundown on Market Watch? I want to talk about the early withdrawal rules for IRAs. We hadn't touched on this in a while either, and this could be useful for some people, not necessarily because they're going to get some help, but just so they don't think they can get some help here, because it's not really that helpful, Gregory. But early withdrawal rules when it comes to your IRAs for higher education expenses. People think you get to dip into that for free, and you don't. Really, on a regular old tax-deductible traditional IRA?
No, it's only for the Roths that it has that benefit.
Yeah, so you dip into it for the regular old IRA, the tax-deductible traditional IRA, and there's no 10% penalty. They waive the penalty, and I think when people do the rumor mill or they heard from their brother-in-law or a guy at work in the break room, a dude at the bar, that, you can dip into your IRA without being penalized for higher education expenses.
Well,
see, you're still taxed.
Let me just, I was a little out of line there, but before 59.5, our higher education tax deductible traditional IRA, 10% penalty, no, but you are going to pay income taxes.
Right.
On what you take out of that account. Now, non-deductible traditional IRA, and as a first was a deductible IRA, no penalty, but you're going to pay taxes. Non-deductible traditional IRA, no 10% penalty, but income tax due on the earnings, but not original contributions. Income tax due on the earnings, but not original contributions. So what they're saying is you're going to take out the untaxed portion. And you're going to pay taxes on that. You're not going to pay taxes on contributions because, remember, it's non-deductible, so you have a cost basis in there. So typically what happens when you take that, you're not going to just say, I want the principal out first. No, it's going to be a combination of the two that's coming out. It's going to be some of your principal and that untaxed stuff there. So there's going to be some tax liability. And a And now for the Roth, Roth IRA, less than 5 years old, there's no 10% penalty on that coming out. Income tax due? Yes, on earnings, but not on original contributions. And that's if you're less than 5 years old. Because remember, the basic rule for a Roth is you've got to put money in it and leave it there for 5 years. So if you're doing a contributory and you're systematically doing that, that money, once you've done that for 5 years, it's all considered Roth, even the future contributions that's being added to it, because you've made it through the five-year rule. So the earnings are growing tax-deferred to come out tax-free. Now, so let's speak specifically about the Roth IRA that's more than 5 years old. 10% penalty? No. Income tax due? On earnings, but not original contribution. Higher education expenses must be for you or your family members. Expenses include tuition, related fees, books, supplies, and room and board if the student is enrolled at least half time.
I guess you have to keep up with all that.
I think that's a little gray area, the half time in that case.
Whew, that's a lot. All right, let's talk about the early withdrawal rules from your IRA accounts for a first-time home purchase. Now, there's a big asterisk on this one, and we'll go ahead and get that out of the way. The limit is $10,000 over your lifetime. To qualify, you must not have owned a home for the past 2 years. This exemption can be used to buy, build, or rebuild a first home for you, your parents, your children, or your grandchildren. Look at that. If you use only part of your exemption, you can use the remainder another time. But yeah, that 10 grand over your lifetime, that sounds like an aggregate number to me. Okay, now that we got that all out the way, how do the early withdrawals rules work for first-time home purchases?
Now go back over the 10,000 again.
Yeah, the limit on this early withdrawal for a first-time home purchase is 10,000.
That is not much money.
No. And if you're going to do a down payment for a house, that might be just a one and done thing. And you may think, well, hey, I'll let you do it for you, your parents, your children, your grandchildren. I don't think you're going to be able to do it for all of them unless you're buying, I don't know what, trailers.
Yeah, and we had covered that on the back here, the higher educational Roth more than 5 years old. There is no tax due on a Roth used for higher education if it's more than 5 years old. Just want to get a clarification there. I misspoke because of his notes there were a little off.
My bad. All right. 504-260-0995. You have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do? Call Gregory. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Hey, listening to the previous two segments, yeah, you probably figured out IRAs are complicated. Has to do with how much income. Is it deductible, non-deductible? Is it a Roth? Is it a rollover from an IRA? What's this with the back door? Roth conversions have no income limits. It's like, yeah, that's why you need to use somebody that kind of is trained in the IRA area. And a lot of my expertise comes from, I am a master elite IRA advisor, and I kind of get that knowledge, and that kind of title is reference to the Ed Slot program that I've been a member of for years. So then I've got a couple more of those trips to do for more training. And, and James has seen the binders I bring back from there. You know, it's what, about 3-4 inches thick of material twice a year. So that's where I just keep all that stuff going in my head and share with you.
All right. 504-260-0995. If you have a financial situation, you can also give us a call from the front screen of the Winning at Life app. Actually, we need to check the text too. Stan, Goshen, Mississippi. You're next up on Winning at Life. What's up, Stan?
Hey, I've got a Social Security question.
Okay.
I'm retired military, and I was in the Navy back in the early 70s when they were saying that our benefits were part of our salary, but they really weren't. And so Social Security wasn't taken out during that time, and so they owe us that money. But when I go to Social Security office and I say, show me the equation so I can make sure you give it to me, they say, well, it's there. Just trust us. So what can I do about that?
Not trust them, number one, Stan.
Okay, what year was this?
I went in 72 and retired in 92. So there were actually two periods in there where they didn't count what they were saying was our income and pay Social Security on it. I'd have to have the book to know exactly, but it was in the early
70s. Yeah, see here, and we're looking at the document called Windfall Elimination Provision here, and there might be some opt-out rules for you, but just, you know, what they're saying is when your benefits can be affected, the provision can affect you when you earn a retirement or disability pension from an employer who didn't withhold Social Security taxes and you qualify for Social Security retirement or disability benefits from work and other jobs for which you did pay taxes. And the windfall elimination provision can apply is if you reached age 62 after 1985, or you became disabled after 1985, or you first, but look, do you have a military pension?
I do.
Okay.
And I was enlisted. So windfall doesn't apply to me.
Okay.
But this is when they were trying to convince everybody that we were making a lot of money. So they counted, for example, our clothing allowance and our food allowance as income, but they didn't pay Social Security. So they passed a law saying they owe us that Social Security because it wasn't our fault. They didn't take it out.
Are you drawing that pension right now?
No, I start here in just a few months.
Okay. And what about your Social Security? Have you turned that on?
Not yet. Not yet. Few months. Yeah.
Have you looked at your Social Security statement to see when in your history? Because it shows all of your work history on where you're receiving credits as well. And what does it show for your military years?
It shows that my credits are all paid up.
Okay. But does it show Social Security earnings for those years?
No, I haven't seen that statement.
Okay, well, it's on your Social Security statement, so if you've seen that, it shows your statement's going to show all of your work earnings through the years, meaning Social Security earnings are going to be listed on there. If you had income, if you did not have any Social Security wages, meaning earnings that were taxed for Social Security benefits, you know, that part you have to pay, it would show a zero on there that year. And here, just for you and the listeners, there's some exceptions here to the windfall elimination provision. Doesn't apply if you're a federal worker first hired after December 31st, 1983. You're an employee of a nonprofit organization who was first hired after December 31st of 83. Your only pension is for railroad employment. You only work you perform for which you didn't pay Social Security taxes was before 1957. So you're referring back to the 70s once again. And then, of course, 30 years or more of substantial earnings under Social Security. So because typically what happens is if they're saying it's not going to affect you in this case, that means you're turning on your pension and you're not having the government offset. You're not having an offset on your Social Security benefits. So if they're paying you straight up, your Social Security says this is what you're going to get, and you're getting that, and you're getting your pension, then they did not negatively affect you. You were not adversely affected.
If I make $20,000 for 10 years during this particular time, and they took out Social Security, but they didn't take out Social Security for the part of my salary, my benefits, they were counting as salary, it seems like there'd be somewhere, there'd be a note saying that during this period, Social Security has to count for this much more.
Yeah, that is something I would have to really drill down on, and I just would have to do some research reading you there. But what I'm kind of pointing at is you're not having an adverse effect because you didn't have Social Security earnings for the military.
Correct, I'm not.
Right, so that's probably what. Now, they're not showing you credits. they're not showing you credit, so I don't know where and how, what basis they would go back and plug that in, because they didn't actually withhold.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I'm saying. I can't see anything there where they did it.
Right.
Now, can I send you a fax?
You actually can send me a fax to the office.
If it might help, I'll get the statute and fax it to you. Maybe it'll make more sense than what I can explain.
Oh, the statute. You're going to send him the law or the, I guess it would, a ruling
you,
is
can
what
you,
it was.
Can
huh?
you email it to me?
The ruling, yeah. I can email it to you.
Yeah. info@gregoryricks.com.
If it's okay, I'll call your office tomorrow because I'm driving down the road right now.
Absolutely.
Sounds even better.
Yeah, because I would like to see that. That would be a great help to me.
And it's something that a lot of veterans don't know.
Well, we'll get out the word.
Guys that were back there in the 50s and 60s.
Stan, we're pretty excited about this because if you're calling, there's a good chance there's about four or five other guys out there going, "Hey, I didn't know about that."
Yeah.
So we want to know about this, and we'll talk about it on a future show. And so you got the email? You got the email, or are you just going to call tomorrow?
I'll get it tomorrow. I'll call the number tomorrow and get it.
Okay, awesome.
All right, thank you. All right, great call from Stan. So
all right, thanks much.
Thank you very much for your call, Stan.
He was about to have that stump Gregory. Like, well, yeah, what's your fax number? Heck, I don't know off the top of my head. I could probably give it out and get it right, but I'd hate to because I'm not real sure.
It's on the website. I've never had to give this out before,
but
it's there.
Just email it to us or call the office and make sure.
You know, I would make
they're
fun
looking for the fax.
I would make fun of your fax machine, but I'm in your office, and every once in a while, that old modem sound goes off. I'm like, someone sent in a fax. That's amazing.
Yeah, but, you know, the technology, the way you used to get faxes, you'd hear it coming. You'd go to wherever that machine is. Okay, here's the fax. But now it shows up. It's converted to email. It just shows up in an email now. It goes to the fax machine, but shows up as an email. Doesn't print the paper.
All right, tell them about your day job, Gregory.
Oh, financial advisor. Yeah, we use the F word. We're fiduciaries at Gregory Ricks and Associates. And here, what I suggest, if you've had some questions like Stan did, or you've got some questions about IRA contributions, rollover, backdoor conversions, where are you on the financial path? You know, it's easy. Just come make a call and come into the office and have a conversation. Nobody puts pressure on you. You've not got to move assets. You've not got to make big decisions. But if we can provide value and awesome customer service, then that might give you some choices to make a decision. But what we want to do is try to be of help to you, to make that difference, to make you feel good about where you are and where you're headed. And if you're unsure, let's see if we can get you some answers for that. My office number is 504-832-9200. 504-832-9200. Give us a call.
Gregory Ricks Live, Lunch and Learn. Next one is February 19th. That's a Tuesday, and it is all about taxes. So you can get some free food and phenomenal financial fundamentals from a fiduciary. Call 504-832-9200 or GregoryRicks.com. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks is for educational and entertainment purposes only and does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks is a copyright of Down South Strategies for the private use of our audience. Find podcasts and contact info in the Winning at Life app and winningatlife.com. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.